where you are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on January 3rd, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Tiff Dube.
And I just welcoming you to our first program on Live Talk here at Studio 7 this Monday, January the 3rd, 2022. Just saying Happy New Year to everybody. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about the year 2022 and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of Health reports that 15 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 650 people tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. More than 5,000 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that more than 4.1 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.1 million their second dose.
And in other news, in Bulawayo today, there was a memorial service for late football administrator Dumiso Gumede, who died last week. Gumede, who was the Highlanders Football Club president and a former Zifa vice president, will be laid to rest in his Nyati homestead in Matabeleland North.
We're also talking about your New Year resolutions. What will you be doing this year to improve your life or other people's lives? Ngihambe malta bezulunjani lapho khona siyalambulela ke ku 2022 sithemba lokuthi iphile lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba yes sesikhangela ke COVID-19 okokuqala uhlangothi lwezempilo kahle libika ukuthi kunabantu ayi 15 ababulewe COVID izolo bese kusithi abayi 664 abantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane leli so ke singathi ukuthi ke uhlangothi loluthi kunabantu abayi 5032 asebulewe COVID-19 kusukela ombibito nyakenye. Bese kusithi ke abantu be 183,261 baphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sowabamba abantu abayi 214,876. Kuzobuya ke asebejove ejekiseni yakho kokuqala bedlula 4.1 million, asebejove esibili bayi 3.1 million. Ngase sijula siya phambili njalo kukhanya kuningi phela umele sikhulume ngakho lomhlanje. Marvelous. Uno wankona ukudlula emhlabeni kuka Ndumiso Gumede. UGumede waziwa sifuna ukuthi uGumede wabantu. Ngoba uGumede wayethanda abantu. Ngephelo wathenga iClub House yeLenders, wathenga iHotel California, wabiza njalo phela. Lapho kwakuthiwa khona wafana makhempa khona. Wathenga okunye nje okuthiyeneyo le ofisi yeposo. So ke kukhanya ngazani lamhlabe. Bekule memorial service kaGumede uzabekwa kusasa eNyathi. ENyathi khona lapho phela adabuka khona. Sizobuthi njalo la ngama New Year resolutions zenu ukuthi umnyaka lo libona njani kunjalo ke Marvelous Spoken Rock
I want to singa midza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemuswe muvhuro andira 3 2022 chirongwa chedu chekutanga mugore idzva tinoshuvira kuti makapinda zvakanaka mugore idzva iri ra 2022 saka nhasi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisawo zvakare zvimwe zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti nezuro pane vanhu 15 kwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 uyezve pane vanhu 650 vakawanikwa ivo vachitesta positive kana kuti vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 toona kuti kubva denda iri ratanga munyika pane vanhu 5,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri tozotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano riri kutaura kuti pari zvino rabaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 vanosvika 4.1 million kunyange zvavo vanga vakatarisira kuti vanga vachizobaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe ipo paine herd immunity munyika tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuBulawayo apo vaimbova vari ivo vachishanda nezifa uyezve vanga vari kushanda kuHighlanders vaNdumiso Gumede avo vakatisiya vawanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa muzuva ranhasi tinotarisa zvakare kuti vaGumede vachange vachiradzikwa kumusha kwavo kuInyati kuMatabeleland North tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvamuri kutarisana nazvo mugoreja iro rino kuti tinoziva kuti kutanga kwegore kudai vanhu vakawanda vanenge vane maresolution akawanda saka tikakunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi zvii zvamuri kutarisira mugore rino ra 2022 zvamungati izvi zvakasara muna 2021 gore rino ra 2022 tichange takatarisira zvakadai nezvakadai ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nemi nhasi ipo pano tichaita zvakare nyaya yekuti zvikoro pari zvino zviri kunzi izvo zvambononoka kuti zvivhurwe pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vachizivisa kuti zvikoro hazvichavhurwa musi wa10 nzira sekutaurwa kwazvanga zvakaitwa asi vachazozivisa kuti zvinovhurwa rini sezvo denda iri recovid-19 rawanikwa richipfunya chisero munyika kana iko kuno nepasi rose tiri kuona uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 huchiwanda asi tombobuda munyaya yecovid-19 tida kunzwa kwamuri kuti imi zvii zvamakatarisana nazvo iro gore rino ra2022 richitanga kudai.
Yes, Mamre, let's start with what happened in Bulawayo today at the Bulawayo Amphitheater, where people were actually bidding farewell to Ndumiso Kumete. They call him Ndumiso Wabantu. He's a man who worked so much for football in Zimbabwe. The signature tunes, you know, that Highlanders has, and I'm sure there's a lot that is happening, you know, among people. Whenever they see this song, it reminds them of Ndumiso Kumete. He used to sometimes wear some traditional clothes and dance to that song, you know, And I'm sure if he had to smile today, he was going to smile, definitely.
Yes, Gibbs, I think that's a very befitting tribute to Dumisa Ogumede, because as you, most of the pictures that we see of him, he's literally dressed in his traditional way, or at least the headgear. So I think, like you said, he must be smiling up there in heaven. Apo tanga chukona, tanga chukui tika, nasi mbula wayo, apo, tigiri Highlanders, vamo, anufara, navu, nevamo, amane shamari, wawa ni kwa wachungana nasi, wachiwa ni kwa iwo, wachichema, nekura angari la Vandumisa Ogumede, awa wakati siya, irofiki, rafura, taona hapo, pachitabra ipo, uye shiwe pachimbuka, agibisa kundi taura uchichimbo, chunungani kwa icho chichimbuka kwa Highlanders, saka tangati kutu wana yesu kutindofunga, Wagumede kwa wari kuko aiwa, wari kunye mwerera, nekuti ndoja, wari farira wari wapenyu, uye shiwe tukuzona shichwa, parufuru wavo, pakurangarewa, kwekushaya kwa wavo.
And we've got a former Islanders chairperson.
We must be called money. What I think is a special membership. We will be paying more money than others. You need just to put support. Not for gain, but to promote the club. And that was for me. And then a few months later, we will be treated in house. And this is right. I have a vision for this club. There are two things I would like to do in my country, every student. In Kamina, in Dar, and up to Abbe Highland, Abba Sara, or Nava, or in Wednesday, or could we live to the Karate, we live to the club. Again, Abba Lutikola. all that was from the book made. One other thing I would like to mention is Peter Tobin is here, I'm sure. You are my secretary. When I was sent to find it. Such is the end, I knew from my life was coming. I knew that it was in my sense. Who made me what is it? Yeah, yeah. They said, you know, the only thing is it is really something that I don't like. I think it's in my prayers. If you should say the man is right, I'm just going to think. I'm a prayer that when I have been a performer coach. I thought when I so Peter and some players just things on time, they will come to make us a club. Don't put around those things as you like. Some I think is when I was a kid, I came to say, I remember Nkrumah don't believe it. Yeah, I get to know. Let me tell you something. But you know what you can do. You need all the money to meet yourself up there. If you have the tail of 15%, each share of every sale of a player, or a real player's status, I think it's close to 21 or something. But just when they died, they don't come back to me long. I went in, I opened the book. In there, I found a clause which says, the National Association will not benefit from anything. Yeah. And we refuse to save money to Zifa. In fact, it was similar. We quoted that in that last year. You can imagine from 20,000, if you save 15%, it was a lot of money. And that was commendable.
So there you are, marvelous. That is Roger Mutua. He was the Highlanders Football Club chairperson. At the time when he was leading the club, there were some upheavals, you know, in the club. And some people were saying a lot about what was going on. Some didn't like what he was doing. And he related exactly what was taking place. And he says at one stage, excuse me, Mal. So he says at one stage they had to sell some players who they identified as very troublesome in the club. And they did that. And they knew that Zipa was going to take some money out of what they needed. Because they needed money badly, because the club was in a very poor financial state. So, but then he says Kumete went to his home at one stage. He didn't call him. He went there and said, you know what, Mokla, can you go and read a certain section of the soccer statutes? Zipa is not supposed to get a cent from what you do when you sell players. And he says, we did exactly that. And after that, you know, Zifa called demanding the 10% or whatever, and he says that matter just disappeared because we read exactly what Kumete wanted us to read, and it was true. So Zifa didn't take a cent out of the sale of those troublesome players. But he says, you know, Kumete was one person that wanted to see a peace and wanted to see a lot of progress in soccer.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vamusho mumwe wavo vanyarikani vanga vari pachitsiko chanhasi vachitaura ivo vachipa nhoroondo yekushanda kwavakaita navagumede vachiti pane nguva apo Highlanders yanga yakatarisana nekuomerwa mukirabhu ikati iyo ichatengesa vamwe vatambi uyezve vakange vari kuti vaizotengesa vamwe vatambi vanga vari kuita zvemisikanzwa mukirabhu iyi saka vanoti ivo panguva iyo vaitengesa munguva yapfuura vaiti vakatengesa vatambi vobva vapa chimwe chikamu chemari yavanenge vatengesa kune Zifa asi vagumedhe vakawanikwa ivo vachikurukura vachitsanangura kuti aiwa tarisai bhuku renyu rinotaura nezvenhabvu rinotaura kuti Zifa semother board haifaniri kutombopuhwa kana sendi remari yamunenge matengesa maplayer hanzi vamuhlo vakaenda imomo vakaverenga vakaona kuti aiwa ichokwadi changa chirikutaurwa navagumedhe vakati ivo pakazowanikwa ivo Zifa apo vatengesa maplayers Zifa yakawanikwa ichizoridza nhare ichiti ko tipei kapercentage vamuhlo vakati kwete tiri kuenderana nezviri kutaurwa mumabhuku ezvebhora ekuti ini seZifa hamurifarire kubata kana sendi remari yemaplayers atinenge tatengesa saka vangu vari kutaura kuti vagumedhe munhu aida nyaya iyi yenhabvu zvepamwoyo uyezve vaida zvinhu zvechokwadi vachishandisa mabhuku ebhora kuti vataure kuti endai pakati section yakati kuti munanyatso ziva kuti vari kutaura kuti ivo sachairman panguva iyoyo vamwe mabasa avakaita kana vachizvitarisa haienzane nemabasa akaitwa navagumedi apo vakawanikwa vachishanda neHighlander.
Yeah, so I think it's good that you identify that. So he says, you know, people remember Kumeto for what he did for the club. But people can't remember me for whatever I did.
Those are the words of a man.
A very wise man, yeah.
He's a very wise man and also a humble man because most people will not come out and say that because I picked it up, although he says it in the Ndebele. People laugh. You know, he said, you know, people will remember him because of the notable works that he did. But I know I was also chairman at one stage, but, you know, I know that I did not measure up to what Mr. Gumede would be remembered for.
Yeah, and he also challenged some other former chairman who were there and said, what did you do for the club? He said, you know what, there's no one who can say, this one did this, that is more than what Gumede did for the club.
Yes, and I like the ambience in that room, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
It mirrors exactly how Gumede lived. I think he would love this funeral because people were laughing, they were joking, you know, and also just bringing, you know, like his words, the work that he did, they were honoring him, but in a way that Gumede would like.
Definitely marvelous. So let's turn to people's resolutions and other things. So let's start with this gentleman, Akape Chiangwa, who is in Chinoy. This video was sent by our correspondent, Nunura Ijena.
2022, I think it's going to be a better year for us as youth. Tinezvinhu zvatakatanga kubva muna 22, vamwe tinenge takatanga kuma business tidiki diki kubva muna 2021, I mean. Saka 2022, tinoonawo kuti hakune mukana, vamwe vari kutarisa vachitanzi kune nzara. But isusu sema opportunities tinoona kuti kwa business trade ipapo ndotashaira zvino pachena zvotobhumawo zvinhu zvichatoita.
Chita mukataure kuma youth mugore rino ra 2022.
Anchatoda kusimbisa kuma youth anechekuti varume zvepolitics hazvibhadhari. Vanhu ngasangochemai kuti hanzi president vazodi tida kuti apinde. Vanhu ivavo kunyange vakapinda ka hazvive kuti ivo zvichaunza chikafu mumamako kana zvichachinja zvinhu zvemumba kwenyu because ivo kwavachapindawo vanononga vachitoita munhu haatongorova basa kutongotsvaga varungu vakangwavha sezvatiri kungoitawo. Saka itsbeta kuti munhu utsvage zvekuita vangwavhangwavha uchiona kuti ungaite sei uchingobata bachawo mayouth. Munhu usamirire kuda kuchema nevamwe because vapinda mutaundi tasai kwese kunogwa vanhu vakazara kunogwa vanhu vari kugocha vanhu vari kuita sese. Unoona kuti zvinhu zvakaoma, zvinhu zvakaomera iwo wakagara uri ngochema nepolitiki asi wakangwavhangwavha so zvinoendera. Vanhu vangati zvinhu zvakaoma but isusu hatingati zvinhu zvakaoma isashi sevanhu vari kubasa bachawo like ini ndoshandawo pabucha ndoshanda paabatua nemukana wekuti unowanawo nyamawo tichipa prize zvichitotengesa zvinhu zvichasi zvichitoendeka uchitowana mamwe mabigger clients so zvinhu zvako zvichitongofamba. Saka point yandoda kuemphasisa ndeyekungoti munhu usangomirira kuda kungogara uchingochema nengochema unzi hanzi nyika yazodai so mvura haina kunaya haina kunaya so wachi because izvozvo nyange wakachema inini hangu ndofarira kutaura kuti nomata how good your excuses are hazvimbobuda maresults iwo ndonongoshongoenda down. Saka iwo orit nyange urikukundikana I think mbvunzo waunofanira kuzvibvunza semunhu ka ndeyekuti how can you vamwe uri kutadza kugocha. Saka iwo ungaite sei kuti uwanikwe ushe gocha ndozvinhu zvakakosha izvozvozvo because ukada kuchema unyekuti zvinhu zvakaoma manje hakuna kwaunoenda how can you kuti how can you do it how can you make it ungaita sei kuti ungaita sei ungawanikwa uchikwanisawo kusvikawo palevhel rokuenda vamwe.
Very well, marvelous. I think you heard this gentleman. He's got a very positive mind, you know?
Yes, he does. And he actually comes from my hometown in Chinoy. And I think he's actually in the Chinoy caves, from what I can see in the background. But a very enlightened young man. He, you know, he's talking about he's taking advantage of where he works to make sure that since he works at an abattoir, he also, sells meat to other people. Because he manages to get it at a cheaper price. So very interesting, perception there. And then he said he warned that, you know, youth don't concentrate too much on politics because these politicians are also looking for jobs, just like us. You know, there's a term in Zimbabwe called Ngwava Ngwava, saying, you know, they are Ngwava Ngwava just like us, meaning. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, don't spend too much time concentrating on what the politicians are saying, because they are also looking for a way to Ngwava Ngwava.
So you should Ngwava Ngwava, you know?
We should Ngwava Ngwava instead of spending too much time on politics. But I wish our reporter had asked him about registering to vote and things like that, because, you know, that's an issue that this year will be major, and especially Zimbabwe, as, mm-hmm. you know, the youth make up the bulk of Zimbabwe's population, so it would be interesting to see what the youth are saying about registering to vote.
Yes, now let's have Mr. Innocent Ndivali of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Zimbabwe.
Personal greetings to our ground forces, our fighters in EFF Zimbabwe across the country. May I also take this opportunity to say a happy, happy new year to our great country and its leadership. I want to wish the President, His Excellency, Comrade Edi Mnangagwa, as the President of the country, a happy new year. Let me say this to fellow Zimbabweans. Comrades, let's move the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of insults, politics of hate, politics of regionalism, politics of tribalism, politics of divisionism, to the politics of what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us do what is in the best interest of Zimbabweans. Let us converge, but we cannot converge in insults, in disrespect, in disregard of our institutional bodies, such as the courts, such as the police, such as the prison services, the army, the CIOs, and so on and so on. Let us value and respect our institutions. Let us protect the sovereignty of our country. Let us protect the territorial integrity of our country. Let us ensure that those who are in parliament must do their job and amend the constitution to remove that clause that guarantees compensation for the former farmers in terms of the structures that they would have put in these farms. But comrades, who compensated our ancestors? Who compensated our forefathers? No one. No one should be compensated. Let me say this to the people of Zimbabwe. No one must be moved away from the ancestral villages, ancestral lands across the country. I say this to the people of Tiredzi, to say engage the leadership meaningfully, respectfully, explain. Let us explain to them. Let us make them see the value of not moving you from your ancestral villages. Let us not resort in insults. Let us resort in the politics of engagement, the politics of debates, the politics of what is in your best interest as Zimbabweans. This is my message. Let us change the politics of Zimbabwe from the politics of hate to the politics of oneness, to the politics of being African, to the politics of being Zimbabwean, to the politics of being one, to be under one flag, to be one people, one Africans. No African anywhere in Africa must feel as a foreigner, must feel as if they are a foreigner. No African must be a foreigner in Zimbabwe. No African must be a foreigner in South Africa, in Botswana, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Liberia, anywhere in Africa. Let us promote a borderless Africa so that we can deliver economic freedom in our lifetime, so that we can deliver Africa to the Africans, because Africa is ours.
They are marvelous. So he says Africa is for Africans. Yes, so you can go ahead and say it in short.
Apo tikona vandimbande vachitaurawo mafungiro avo. Varikutaura ivo kuti gore rino ra2022 ivo vari kuti varikuda kuona vanhu vachibatsana nyanya panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika vachiti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachitaura zveruvengo kunyange vasiri kuwanikwa ivo vachiri vachitaura zvakare kuti pane dzimwe nzvimbo kune vanhu vari kutorerwa pavanogara vataura nzvimbo yeChiredzi vachiti vanhu vanogara kumunzvimbo iyi vanofanira kutaurana nehurumende mune zvakanaka vachitaurawo kuti sei vasingafaniri kunge vachibviswa panzvimbo iyi asi pasawanikwe ipo vanhu vachiita zvekurwisana kana kunyombana pamusoro pekubviswa munzvimbo iyoyi Gibbs.
So let's hear the revelation of what you are saying right now.
Ama members awe EFF Zimbabwe ibengelela ama leaders wonke awe EFF Africa jikelele mbingelele umongameli we EFF eLiberia u Emmanuel Gonkoy umongameli we EFF eSwaziland umama uNombulelo ngibingelele u leader we EFF eZambia uComrade Mwenda ngibingelele uComrade Banda u leader we EFF eMalawi ngizobingelela lama leaders ethu uComrade Julius Malema ngithi happy birthday kuComrade Floyd Shivambu ngiphinde njalo ngibuyele kithi lapha eZimbabwe ngithi bantu bakithi asiyekeleni ipolitics yokuthethisana ipolitics yokulwa ipolitics yenhlamba ipolitics yokweyisana kodwa siyenze ipolitics yokubambana ipolitics yokuyakha isizwe ipolitics yokuunite ilizwe lonke jikelele regardless ukuthi ukhuluma isihlobo ba umhlobo ungumhlobo bani kumbuvela ngapi kumbe okuqakathekileyo ukuthi singamaZimbabwe sonke singama-Africans sonke asithandaneni njengama-Africans so that we can retain our practices we can ensure that we return to a situation esingakwanisa khona ukuthi si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuhloniphana si-resolve ama-differences ethu ngokuthandana njalo ngokuqondisana okuqondileyo njalo ngifuna ukuthi ngithi elizweni lakithi umnyaka lo 2021 kade ungumnyaka onzima kakhulu ekade silwisana nemikhuhlane eminingi ako COVID silwisana lento eziningi nje ezivamileyo nje across the world kodwa nyazi ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima kunzima ukuthi usupport imuli yakho imsebenza ayikho ama factory avaliwe kodwa ngibhodile nje eZimbabwe ngikhangela mbona abantu beZimbabwe uthi hayi abantu beZimbabwe abakajiji abantu beZimbabwe abantu abalungileyo ngabantu abasebenza nzima abasebenzela imuli zabo abangafuni violence kodwa abafuni development abafuni unity abafuni ukuthi ama leaders abo engabafundisi inhlamba engabafundisi violence engabafundisi ukuthi bengalalelani kodwa bafuna ama leaders akhuluma iqiniso njalo afundisayo ukuthi sibambane njengabantu njalo ngifuna ukufisela yena umongameli wethu uEdi Nangagwa ukuthi happy 2022 because u 2021 ngendaba ze corona lo deputy wakho hayi likhanya liwubambile umsebenzi ngoba thina be-EFF siyatsho ukuthi hayi okuhle siza kubuka kodwa okungalunganga sizatsho njalo ngizacela ukuthi sicebise i-government ukuthi ikhangele kakhulu indaba lezi esizenzakala emphakathini ezama-robberies ezama-criminals okutholakala ukuthi kuke kwathiwa la masotsha aba-involved kodwa hathi ukuthi sithi amasotsha sesithethisa amasotsha hayi asitsho khonoko thina esikutshoyo ukuthi hayi i-government mayisebenze nzima sibili ukuze imise indaba lezi zama-robberies ezabantu abangenela abantu ezindlini njalo abatshontsha la mawaya awamagetsi njalo abakhoza a lot of harm kusociety so sithi i-government mayingenele izama ukuzilungisa into lezi so happy 2022
so happy 2022 no you are not saying no to tribalism no to regionalism no to corruption no to many things you know he says Zimbabwe should be united and is actually praising the Nangagwa government for tackling COVID-19 but is worried about the spate of robberies in Zimbabwe and is saying that definitely soldiers are involved. So he says people are not insulting the government when they actually point out that soldiers are actually involved allegedly, right? So at the end of the day, he says, you know, people are still what is happening, and so it should be taken in that way.
Wanikuwa wachifazwa ni mabasa akabati kwa neurumende ya vamunangagwa panyaya ya kurubisa dendare COVID-19 nasi wa shora nyaya ya vano tivo uwandu uweza chuko na surubitika mnika tunonzu kwa kuti panele mauto varikuwa wanikuwa wachipatana ni vamweo matosi wachua wanikuwa hivo wachienda wachino obamu zimbazi vano wachishani sabfuti saka varikuti aywa iji habawira nena asho.
Then with this interview that was done by Ezra Chisaswanda, he was talking to, you know, one of the touts in Bulawayo. So this guy is operating between Bulawayo and Pinga. You know, they call them Windies or Windy, but they don't like that term at all. So let's listen to this interview.
Mavlasmoyo, uthi nama resolution na kwa 2022 kanalelenwe.
Ami ya kato mkari, damu ngave la mwanyi, so tole mbalo msuzi, damu mwanyi.
Ule mwanyi? Chai
24.
24? Eh. Aza kusebe yanzi?
Anya, nipo mwanyi mwati, sezu mwati yanzi.
Makani?
Awe, mkondele.
Oh, mkondele. Mwustile, what license is like? How feels with ule mwanyi kala utati license?
Ami ya feels utati license, man.
Nina yuko zote wa mwindi?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still feeling I'm still alone. You got some better.
Ah, I'm just humble. Look, I'm not that excelling. Look, I'm humble. Look, of the tempers, the tempers.
Hmm. When you're in the sea, Allah.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
So kuna kuchizia zoe. So wana anu za kwenza. Kwa kumele uzumisiri nitu inlezi. Uzumisiri. Wana anu za kwenza.
Hey. Na uzi mbao pia mkwenezi mwanga.
Hey.
Haa kwenza.
Kuyi ilu mzi mwetana kwa wakakula kwa lelezi.
Haa. Haa mse msa yipa na gati.
Imali.
Imali yipa na gati.
Kote ya punu ukutu utati travesses. Uswela anu. Uti nda mga itati travesses. Chono le moto. Kuyi ilu kuswela yako.
Imali.
So I tell us that I was a fool to use drive it and I don't
have
the reason.
I was in the car.
So he's planning to get a license this year, Marvelous, and he's not happy about his job. He says it's a very, very difficult job because at the end of the day, he says, you know, there's no money. You know, when he loads, let's say, a bus or something, they pay him between $3 and $5. A lot. So he says, you know, this is not money at all. If I get my own license, I can do something different, but he doesn't have money. That's his problem. But he says, he'll try by all means to get somewhere, you know, this year, but things are tough.
I wapo tukunzwa kunyera mwewindi vawanika ivo vachitaura nemutori wedwe nawo vachitaura kuti parizvino zvinhu zvakaoma kwavanoshanda ikoko kana vakaita loads vanopiwa $3 to $5 paloads uyezve izvi vari kuti hazvisi kukwanisa kunge vachibatanidza mari yakawanda yekuti vakwanise kurarama. Vataura zvakare kuti vachada kuwanikwa iro gore rino vachitora rezinesi rekuti vakwanisewo kudriva nezvimwe zvakadaro. Asi chandibata ndanga ndiri kunzwa Killer T anga achiridza ari mubackground umo uko kwanga kuchitaurwa namukoma vanga vari kutaura apa. Asi vanga vari kutariratidzika vari mukoma vechidiki mukoma vechidiki vanga vari kutaura zvavari kushuvira mugore rino ra22 saka vati 2022 vati vari kushuvira kuti vawane rezinesi uyezve vawanikowo vachibatawo mari yakati wandei mubasa ravo sawinzi.
So for him, life is very, very tough. And he says, you know, even if you go to school in Zimbabwe, it doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. So, but he says, if you are doing your own thing, you know, you can turn around your life. Let's see what he's going to do. So we've got a lady here who also spoke with Ezra Chivaswanda. Here he comes.
Oh, man. Matala. Unjani Matala. Unjani Matala. Unjani Matala. Unjani Matala. Unjani Matala. 40. 40? Yeah. I want to know how long
Matala. Yeah, we know it.
You know it? Mm. Who are
you?
Yeah. Shalom. Now, when you have 2022, I was telling you to go to the car in 2022. You COVID as a new attack?
Aye.
As long as I?
Aye.
What test?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Zombie.
Yeah.
I was telling you, we are going to cut it and cool the money, sir. In the Yankee, So when we were sitting here, we were from to cheer over what things are losing.
You said it,
I'm saying, Ufundunga na?
I don't know my question.
What was the question?
I was very sorry, my dear. I'm going to say the same.
Bama, wapi?
Eh, wapi.
Uzoa kuzi enda?
Eh.
Uendule mienda?
Enda, enda, 20.
Ule 20? Kwa uofis luwende, lapa mbwa u tingu tumete la uti?
Aya, I'm going to see.
Mm. Yeah. So I want to be channel on Kushan COVID. You when I know Kushan appear in there.
I know I'm going
to appear. I am going. What do you know? As Queen and Pamis, the end of the Aguranda.
Yeah, seven,
what does ever see?
Yeah.
You know what I would see in the what do you know?
So I want to ask you, the middle of the land is social
system.
There you are, marvelous. The lady is saying that she used to actually go to rural areas to sell various commodities. But the problem is that, you know, the market is flooded with some commodities like maize, you know, but she still sells sugar and soap. But then the problem is there's no business these days, you know, and she doesn't see anything changing this year because of circumstances beyond their control. And she's looking for a job as a domestic worker. And she says, you know, she went to school but ended in grade 7 because her parents didn't have money to take her for her to further her education. So according to this lady, Matau, life is very tough. You know, she's married, yes, but she's finding it very, very hard to survive.
Mm-hmm. Apo tukunzwa kufa kunyemungwa mutimai vanozviti ivo amai Matau, vachiti kunyangwe yavo vakarorwa, uyezve pari zvino vaimboita basa rekungwapa ngwapa zvambotaurwa namukoma udaira vachienda kunotengesa zvinhu pari zvino zvinhu zvakati omei nekuti hapana vari kukwanisa kunge vachitenga saka vari kuti vanombotengesa zvinhu zvakadai seshuga asi pari zvino vatengi ndivo vari kushaika saka vari kuti vakutotsvaga basa rekuti vashande mumba vanoti vakaenda kuchikoro kusvika pagrade 7 asi zvinhu zvakavaomera zvekuti kana paine vamwewo vari kuda musikana webasa wemumba aiwa vakatarisira kuti basa iri vachariwana mugore rino ra2022.
There's also a mother youth that finding life very difficult, you know. And as a chisa spanda, get an interview with some of them. Here they come.
Papa, uba lani, laba mnunza. Mkuli. It's Mama Queen, Marand, we.
Marand.
15 rand.
So, we're going to come
back.
Sunny boy.
I'm going to be in New Year's resolution. If we win for a
Empirenia, we know Funa. I don't know that at least office of a push you Funa wins the Helen Guerina. Funan, Funuens and a business, Funu driver, Funuens and Funu Chaton Fazi. So we know your Funuens.
I was a pumile.
So, the name Nick has been in the same. So when we do what we have been this year, we try to tell you more.
No,
what I'm not going to tell
you.
I'm not going to tell you.
Those are youngsters, you know, we're chatting to Ezatina Swanda. Very interesting because they spend the whole day just doing some of these things. And what you saw there was the first guy was counting coins. He wanted to buy something. And, you know, you heard a lady in the background saying it's about 15 rand, right?
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to buy something, but maybe it was not enough. And another one was saying, let's try to get some more money to buy whatever we want to buy. And according to Sunny Boy, you know, you can make New Year resolutions. But those wishes cannot be what he wants, you know, at the end of the day. He won't achieve it because life is tough, according to him. And then Ezra spoke with these youngsters. You know, they're very young. And they're from Pinga. They were drinking this mixture of water and brown sugar. You know, at school we used to call that Ikoro. Hmm? And now they call it Nikolota or Bigai sugar. So you just drink it as it is. It's not toxic, it's not an alcoholic beverage, it's just water and sugar, you know, and it makes you a bit strong, you know. But these boys have got some ambitions. One of them, two of them want to have some licenses this year, and all of them want to buy cars, even if they don't have money. They're saying their parents are sending the money. So what we don't know here is whether their parents are outside the country or somewhere else. You never know what this place is up to, you know?
Yes. I want a port, and that's who owns what? Nikona Shakari, Vakuman, and Chiki, Vakawan, who I saw an empty road here now. Vangavatara, Oshu, Rodavo, Gigori, that 2022. I saw Ivo, Vangavatara, one for Vastora Maris, Nessie, Vangavatara, which to Royavan, the Ecos, who turned our motor, Kanavatinga, Vakura, and Nokuji, and Tiva, and Chiki. Uyezve vanga vari kunwa iwo yavanga vari kuti coro water yavanga vari kuti imvura yakaiswa brown sugar nekuti ndambotarisa chida kunyatsoona kuti vari kunwei zvavanga vari kunwa asi chanyanyo ndifadza Gibbs ndechekuti vakomana vanga vakageza zvakanaka handisi kuzoti inyuye here yavanga vakabvanga vakachena uyezve havasi kunwa zvinodhaka vari kunwa yavari kuti iyo coro water ari kuzvabva kudhara kuti yakagara iripo asi vanga vachinwa zvakare vachinwa vari mumawine glass avo. Saka handisi kuzoti apa vanga vari kucelebrata New Year here?
Yes, yes, yes. It was a New Year celebration. And you know that Ikoro is something that was a big currency in a boarding school.
Uh-huh.
If you had that, you're going to trade it for something big, you know? Like you give somebody a class and then that person will give you 5 slices of bread, you know?
Wow. So
yeah. So it's an interesting kind of a drink, you know?
Yes, but what impressed me about the young men, like what I said, Gibbs, is they looked very well kept. And they were smiling, you know, despite, I don't know, their surrounding, whatever they are facing, like what the other young men said, that he just has coins, that they want to buy something. But they were happy. They were
very happy.
you know, great looking young men, very well dressed, clean. And also they were drinking cold water from their wine glasses, looking very happy, celebrating their new year. So their resolution is that they want to buy cars, I guess, when they grow up, and also to get their license. But yes. I heard someone in the background said something about some people in the UK must help us. But
he said, you know, if we did not have a video, you know, doing all these kind of things, there are people who can help us from the UK.
Yes, I thought So they are also looking for well wishers, but you know, they look very happy with the upcoming year, despite, you know, what one of the other younger guys said, that, you know, they were trying to put money together to buy something.
Yeah, so we put another lady, you know, she is baking some cakes.
Okay, 2022. We know any food during the lockdown, the lockdown, and the COVID. We have a cake for kids' parties. In the photo shoot, it's a type of photo shoot. Okay, looking for funding is cut the lockdown.
So, can it be in the level of 2022 when you are cool?
I'm a kid. As long as transport is corner, they have as long as Upatalimaleko on time, Kala take the Kubuka on time.
I wonder what I was to Facebook when I put a happy journalist at Tanapana. If you should have Facebook, it would try to try.
You should have Facebook, you wrote them Kwanansi.
What about my cake? Aye. What am I going to try to what?
I'm a cake among those cakes.
I will try number
0745-705-701. 0773-745-701.